This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health emergency, please contact 911 or 988. Deep breathing is one of the most effective coping strategies you can utilize when you are feeling stressed or anxious. Deep breathing is sometimes referred to as diaphragmatic breathing because you are using your diaphragm muscle to breathe, or sometimes it's just called belly breathing. Whatever it's called, it can really help to reduce the physical symptoms of anxiety and stress. So how does it work? When you experience anxiety, your body activates the sympathetic nervous system, which triggers the fight or flight response. Your body responds with physiological changes, such as increased heart rate and shallow breathing, that can lead to hyperventilating. Deep breathing helps by activating the other part of our nervous system, the parasympathetic part, which can lead to relaxation and feelings of calm. It helps reduce cortisol, our stress hormone, slows our heart rate, and helps get more oxygen to our brains, which allows us to think more clearly. A calm body can help create a calm mind. So let's practice. Start by finding a comfortable position to sit in or lie down in. Make sure your back is supported. Place one hand on your chest and one on your belly just below your rib cage. The idea is that the hand on your chest will be still and not moving, while the hand on your belly will move out as you breathe in. Think of your belly as a balloon being blown up. Breathe in slowly through your nose for 4 or 5 counts. Hold for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly from your mouth for another 4 to 5 counts. Imagine you are slowly and gently blowing out a candle. The rhythm of your breathing in and breathing out should be the same. In, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, out. Nice and even. Repeat this a few times. Remember, the hand on your chest should remain still while the hand on your stomach should rise and fall as you breathe in and out. As you are doing this, notice what is happening in your body. What do you feel? How is your body responding? You may find that it's actually really difficult to breathe this way. That's normal. We don't naturally breathe like this, and we certainly don't when we are stressed or anxious. This kind of breathing takes practice. It sounds kind of silly to think of breathing needing practice, but it really does. So take some time to practice this skill, preferably when you are not anxious, so that you can get used to it and then be able to more effectively utilize it when you are anxious. The great thing about diaphragmatic breathing is that it can be used anywhere. You can do it in the middle of a meeting, when you're stuck in traffic, any place that anxiety might appear. Deep breathing is just one skill to help manage anxiety. But if it doesn't help you, or if it makes your anxiety worse, please don't do it. There are many other ways to calm your body. If you have a lung condition such as asthma or COPD, please check with your medical provider first to see if a technique like diaphragmatic breathing would be helpful. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to, or you need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you, as always, to reach out to your care coach. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.